Okay, let's get into it. Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we break down complex security reports and blockchain forensics into, well, knowledge you can actually use.
Today, we are tackling a big one, a really big one. It was, I think, the defining moment for Web3 security in late 2025. We're talking about the $7 million Trust Wallet browser extension breach.
That's right. Imagine this. It's December 24th, 2025. It's basically a midnight raid. People are watching their Ethereum, their Solana, their Bitcoin just vanish right out of their wallets.
And this is the key thing. This wasn't a phishing attack. This wasn't someone clicking a bad link.
No.
This was people using the official software, an update they were told to install, that turned against them and just drained their funds.
So our mission today is pretty clear. We need to understand the anatomy of this spectacular failure. We'll look at the pretty surprising corporate response from Trust Wallet, which is owned by Binance.
And most importantly, we are going to give you the immediate security lockdown measures you absolutely must take right now if you're using any browser extension for your crypto.
The first clues, as always, came from the on-chain sleuths, people like ZackXBT, and they found the common thread pretty quickly.
Right. The one thing all these victims had in common, they had just installed or updated the official Trust Wallet browser extension, specifically to version 2.68.
And that is just, it's the ultimate betrayal of trust. The very tool meant to protect you becomes the weapon. So the big question is, how on earth could an official update from an official source steal millions?
Let's start the deep dive with the technical side of it, the how.
Okay, so the first thing that really jumps out is the timeline, the window of exposure. Sources are saying the bad update, V2.68, was live for about 30 hours.
30 hours. I mean, that is an eternity in cybersecurity.
An absolute eternity.
If you updated on Christmas Eve morning, your keys were exposed for the entire holiday. It's just terrifying to think about, that feeling of helplessness.
And what's wild is that this wasn't some incredibly complex DeFi bug that you'd need a PhD to understand.
No, not at all. And that's what's so fascinating. It was, in its own way, brutally simple. This is a classic supply chain attack.
Okay, break that down for us. What does that mean in this context?
So for anyone who's not in security, think of it this way. The hackers didn't break into your house. They poisoned the flour at the mill that supplies the whole town.
I like that. So the mill here is Trust Wallet's internal build pipeline.
Exactly. The system that compiles all their code and signs it as legitimate before pushing it out to you, the user, they got into that pipeline.
And they just injected their own malicious code into the official software.
Precisely. So when you click update, you are basically giving this malware a signed permission slip to install itself on your system.
All right, let's drill down into the theft itself, the mechanism. What was the script actually looking for?
It was incredibly targeted. This script wasn't, a clumsy keylogger grabbing everything. That would have been too loud, too slow. It was designed to just sit in the background, monitoring the extension. And it was waiting for two very specific, very high-value events.
And those were.
The moment a user was either entering their password to unlock their wallet, or, and this was the real prize for the attacker, the moment they were generating a brand new wallet.
Because that's when the 12-word seed phrase, the master key, is active in the browser's memory.
That's the moment. The script just silently snatched that phrase.
Yeah.
Once they have that, I mean, it's game over.
The funds are gone. But getting the key is one thing. Getting it out without tripping any alarms is another. How did they manage that?
Ah, and that's the elegant criminality of it. The security analysis from firms like Slowmist showed something really clever. The stolen seed phrases weren't sent out in some huge, obvious data file.
Which would set off all kinds of red flags on any network.
Absolutely. No, they transmitted the data to their command and control server using a domain that was designed to mimic Trust Wallet's official analytics endpoints.
Wait, hold on. You're saying the bad guy's server looked like Trust Wallet's own data tracking server.
Exactly. So, to any standard firewall, it just looked like the extension was sending home routine
Yeah.
performance data on normal ping. They hid the stolen keys inside what looked like perfectly legitimate traffic.
Just hiding in plain sight for 30 hours.
That's
Wow. Okay. If that's the technical disaster, let's pivot to the response, the financial and PR emergency.
right. And to their credit, Trust Wallet moved fast to get an emergency patch out, version 2.69, that removed the malware. But that was just stopping the bleeding. The damage was done.
And the funds were long gone.
Long gone. And this is where the fact that Trust Wallet is owned by Binance becomes so critical. They have a financial safety net that, most projects just don't.
A massive one.
Absolutely. The response came from the top, from Changpeng Zhao, CZ himself. His personal involvement was immediate, and it was unequivocal. It was a huge move to stabilize confidence.
So what were the final numbers? What was the total damage, and what did CZ actually promise?
The total impact was estimated to be around $7 million. And CZ's statement was just incredibly direct. He said, and I'm quoting here, "The total impact is $7 lallers. Trust Wallet will cover this. User funds are SAU. We apologize for the stress caused during the holidays."
That's a huge promise. I mean, the whole mantra in this space is self-custody means self-responsibility. But let me push back on that a bit. Does a bailout like this set a dangerous precedent?
That's the billion-dollar question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
On one hand, yes, it was a lifeline for the victims. But its real significance was preventing a much, much larger crisis of confidence across the whole market.
What do you mean?
Well, think about it. If a top-tier Binance-backed wallet had a breach like this and the funds were just gone forever, it would have sent a signal that self-custody is just too risky for normal people.
So it wasn't just about making $7 million whole. It was about protecting the perception of stability for billions.
Precisely. It was a market stabilization move. Yep. But this brings us to the broader context. Because $7 million, as staggering as that is, was really just the tip of the iceberg in 2025.
Let's transition to that. Because the sources we're looking at call 2025 one of the, quote, darkest years for crypto cybersecurity.
The numbers are just, they're hard to wrap your head around. The data from Chainalysis shows that total crypto thefts in 2025 went way past a billion. They exceeded $3.4
billion. $3.4
billion. A staggering transfer of wealth from users to criminals.
And we have a pretty good idea of who's behind the lion's share of that.
We do. You have to talk about the Lazarus Group, North Korean state-sponsored hackers. They were responsible for over $2 billion in thefts in 2025 alone, a new record.
So you're not just up against some lone hacker in a basement. You're fighting against state-level billion-dollar operations.
Yeah, exactly.
So why does this $7 million hack matter so much when you have Lazarus stealing billions? I think it's because it shows a really important shift in tactics.
A huge shift. In the years before, you know, the really big nine-figure heists were all focused on bridges, those super complex protocols for moving assets between blockchains.
Right. High risk, high reward. But you needed to be a genius level smart contract auditor to pull it off.
Right. But in 2025, we saw this pivot. Hackers realized it's often easier to just attack the end user directly. We saw a massive spike in attacks targeting personal wallets and specifically browser extensions.
The Trust Wallet hack was the proof of concept. It showed that compromising the software supply chain was a scalable way to rob thousands of people all at once.
The vulnerability moved from the protocol layer to the software distribution layer. And that brings us to the most important part of this, the security lessons and your immediate action guide.
We have to start with the fundamental question. Why are browser extensions seen as such a weak link compared to, say, a mobile app?
It's all about the environment they live in. Your browser, Chrome, Firefox, whatever, it's the Wild West. It's constantly running scripts from all over the internet. An extension has to live and operate in that potentially hostile environment.
So its attack surface is just exponentially larger than a dedicated desktop app that's more isolated.
Much larger. And this incident just completely shattered the one assumption everyone relied on for safety.
Which was?
The assumption that if I download it from the official Chrome web store, it must be safe.
Right.
This proves that is not enough. The official source is only as secure as the developer's own internal security. If their pipeline gets compromised, that official download is the malware.
You just can't trust the stamp of the App Store alone anymore. It's a huge paradigm shift. So let's be extremely direct. For anyone out there who uses the Trust Wallet extension or who used it around that Christmas window, what do they need to do right now?
Okay, three essential actions. Number one is just diagnostic. Check your version.
Be very specific here.
You need to make sure you are running version 2.69 or higher. If for some reason you are still on v2.68, you need to uninstall it immediately. It's compromised code.
And even if you're on the new version, that only removes the malware. It doesn't fix the fact that your key might have already been stolen, which leads to step two, the painful one, create a new wallet.
This is non-negotiable. If you use that wallet between December 24th and 26th, you have to assume your seed phrase is compromised. Period. The hackers have it. They're just waiting.
So the only defense is to generate a totally new wallet with the new seed phrase and move any remaining funds from the old compromised address to the new clean one immediately.
Which brings us to the final and really the ultimate lesson from this whole $7 million mess. migrate to hardware.
Explain why a hardware wallet is the only real defense against this kind of attack.
A hardware wallet, like a Ledger or a Trezor, keeps your private keys physically separate from your computer and the internet. So if you get another malicious browser extension, it can't steal the key.
Because the key isn't there to be stolen, it's on a separate physical chip.
Exactly. To sign a transaction, you have to physically press a button on the device. So even if the software on your computer is completely compromised, the key itself, the seed phrase, can never be extracted over the internet.
It never leaves that secure chip.
The key never leaves the device. This whole incident made it crystal clear. If you are storing any significant amount of crypto, using a software extension for key storage is just not a viable option anymore. You need hardware isolation.
So let's wrap this up. We've covered a massive supply chain failure, the staggering scale of crypto crime, and a fundamental shift in how attackers are targeting you, the end user.
I think the key takeaway is that while the corporate bailout from Binance was huge for stopping a panic, the underlying technical problem is still there. Secure, user-friendly self-custody has a really long way to go.
It feels like the entire burden has now been pushed onto the individual.
It really has. In a world where one software update can make millions disappear in hours, personal security isn't just a good idea. It's an operational necessity for financial survival in Web3.
For years, the foundational rule of this space, the guiding ethos, has been not your keys, not your coins.
And that's still true. But the events of 2025, and especially this trust wallet breach, they demand something more urgent. The sobering thought we want to leave you with, the new reality, is this. Secure your keys or lose your coins. Vigilance and physical isolation are now the bare minimum.